And now, let's go inside the male brain. Getting inside a man's head. Is there anything in there?
What sucked as a child, but is amazing as an adult?
Pierre went straight
can't
to the
gutter. Can't we flip it?
Okay, how would you rephrase it, Pierre?
What was amazing as a child but sucks as an adult?
Well, you can go that way if you want.
That's everything. Life.
Well, for me, I think napping. I hated it if my parents said I must go nap. Now, yeah, you don't have to ask me twice to go nap.
I know, right? I know.
I can't nap. I can't do it.
Really?
But you're young still. You're young still, Pierre.
But I just can't. Like, people sleep when they're 18 or 19 as well. They go, I'm a Sondagmiddag slaapie.
Yes.
To me, it feels like a waste of life. It feels like I can't do it. Like, I stay awake until I fall asleep because it's either that or I'm going to die. That's what's going to happen. I have to get the most out of life, and I feel like I get that by staying awake all the time.
This ain't cool. I can't do that.
I feel like that about driving. When I was a kid, all I wanted to do was drive. Now that I'm an adult, all I want is for someone to drive.
Yes.
I just want to sit in the back and play Candy Crush Saga while they drive me around the place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
I can't think of something. What sucked as a child but is amazing as an adult? Everything was amazing when I was a kid, so I'm struggling to find something.
You know what's the same? Can I spin this again?
Yeah.
And just say this. Do you know what's the same? What was amazing as a kid and what's still amazing as an adult? Lego.
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely.
Lego.
And it does. You're looking at
it. That's everything.
I'm so old that when I was a kid, Lego used to be a couple of bricks and you could make like a one-dimensional house and that was about it. Nowadays, they've got Star Wars and Ninjago and Technic Lego and stuff. My son is busy as we speak in his room building Lego and I haven't seen him the whole afternoon because he's jawling. And all I want to do is get back in the room and sit next to him and build a Lego with him. You know what I mean? That's something that I love.
Back on the AI, there's an app where you take a picture, you take all your Lego, throw it out on the ground. I did it now because I've got like two big crates full of them because I used to collect your Lego and now the kids are playing with it.
Yeah.
You just throw it all on the floor and then you take a picture with your phone and then it scans all the bricks and it gives you the plans that you can build with your Lego bricks.
What?
With the instructions, step by step, the whole
Crazy.
Thing.
Wow.
By scanning everything on the floor.
Wow.
I'm going to kijk hierdie wêreld draai te slim vir my.
Do you know what it's called?
I'll have to look up the name. I can't remember exactly the
name.
Wait,
I'm Googling it while we're talking.
Yeah.
Guess what Ian's going to do when we're done with this conversation?
He's back to AI. He loves AI again.
Love AI. Yeah, here we go. If you've got a giant pile of Lego bricks and are in need of ideas on what to build, Brickit is an amazing app that's made just for you. It's called Brickit. B-R-I-C-K-I-T. There you go. I'm going to check that out. Jeez. I'm definitely going to check that out.